Occult crimes, paranormal investigations, urban legends, and strange happenings. Welcome to Myths, Magic, and Murder.
Hey, welcome to Myths, Magic, and Murder.
This is a mini-sode. I'm Abby.
I'm Kate. And we will be your ghostesses this tiny little miniature
teeny,
time.
Teeny, teeny. And this time we mean tiny because we have heard before, hey, why the hell are your episodes as long as your mini-sodes? Rather, why the hell are you making 45-minute long episodes and then saying, this one's a mini-sode, but it's 47 minutes long?
Listen, we've heard it. You people are mad that we're making too much content, so fine, we'll make less.
That's what we've been doing. But, no. Okay, so, first off, is because the format is different. Second off, okay, fine, we won't do it anymore.
Yeah.
Now you get what you...
Do you know what? We don't like you just as much as you don't like us.
That's false. We love you more than you could ever love us. Second off, we're in a hotel right now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If things sound a bit weird, it's because we're still recording from not where we usually record.
We're still on the run.
We're in a really strange hotel in a really strange place for a kind of a strange reason.
Well, I mean, okay, we're in Derby for my cousin's wedding. It's not that weird, but the hotel is weird. Everyone here seems nice. However, things haven't gone to plan. We had to spell out the name of a cocktail for the lady, and none of the words in the cocktail were hard.
No.
They
were all 3 to 4 letters long.
Yeah.
It do be like that sometimes, though.
Yeah.
Hard day.
Yeah, do you know what? Just a hard week, I think. Hard month. You know, hard decade for some.
I meant for her. Maybe she was having a hard day.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Right. And then we ordered coffee.
That was also too hard.
That also went wrong. We ordered drinks. Those went wrong too.
The dinner went wrong.
Everything is went wrong. So we'll see how the rest of the stay goes.
Yeah.
I'm excited. Good. What's your favorite part of hotels and what's your least favorite part of hotels?
Ooh, I like how crisp everything is. The bed is always so crisp. I like how firm the bed is, but how squishy the pillows are, because my bed, the pillows are firm. The bed is also firm. I sleep on a slab every night. The least favorite, probably the fear. Because whenever I'm in a hotel, it doesn't matter who I'm with, what the occasion is, where the hotel is. Every morning, without fail, housekeeping let themselves in on me.
So tragic. My favorite is also how crisp the bed is. I like it, and I know this is controversial, when they suffocate you in the bed.
I hate that.
When it's like you're in a crisp packet.
I like having my leg.
I like it when you can't move your legs because the bed is so tightly packed. Because I hate it when in the bed when like a draft gets in.
Abby's favorite thing is mummification.
Ew, never say that to me again.
No. I like ripping my little leg out of the side of the bed and then like flopping it on top. You know? I'm a side sleeper. I'm a big side sleeping bitch, but I do also like to be on my back. How about you?
So you're lying. I'm also a side sleeper.
Yeah.
But it's because I can't sleep on my back because I'm scared I'll get night terrors.
I accept them.
Kate's friends with the Hat Man.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, today's minisode, the topic is, we're going to talk about things that would kill a Victorian child. Or send them into some kind of extreme shock.
Cardiac arrest.
Imagine this, a small little boy in the factory.
Hello, Governor.
And I say, hey, have you tried Mountain Dew? And he says,
Mountain Dew.
I don't know why he sounds like that.
And Mountain Dew.
And then immediately American.
Yeah. Immediately.
This was a request, and I didn't want to leave it any longer because I didn't want it to get irrelevant to the rest of the stuff we talked about, because we just talked about Victorian stuff.
Yes.
Which you guys really liked as well. So I'm really glad about that. And we will make more of those, but today that is the plan. Yeah. This is completely unscripted.
This is why our minisodes are so fucking long. It's because Abby explains the minisode.
Sorry, do you want to just go in blind?
For 10 minutes.
Imagine you click the podcast and it's just like, cheese.
That feels like us. That feels like something we do.
Imagine being like, hey, boyfriend, for example, check out this podcast, and you click it and you click play and it's just like cheese and I think and
onions, potatoes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And lettuce, that's it. And then you put it in a bun.
Mm. Yeah.
We played this food game. Sorry, this is also irrelevant. We'll get into it in a sec.
Please.
We played this food game for PlayStation, and it was basically like you play with your food, and I was making this ramen, and I was putting meat into it, and then I was making the meat really big as part of the game, and then a jellyfish came out of nowhere and stole my meat.
It was a great game. I think it was called Noma.
It was a good game. Yeah. It isn't a very long gameplay, but it was fun.
Yes. Okay.
Things that would send a Victorian child into shock. Kate, hit me with something.
Taco Bell.
Okay. Yeah.
I for sure think that Victorian children would not have known about different cuisines anyway.
The explosion of flavors. The variety of shells.
And the fact that it's so...
delicious.
Delicious, yes. However, greasy and cheesy.
Cheesy.
Seasoned.
Mm-hmm.
That
guacamole.
Yes, that was the thinking behind that one.
Hot cheese sauce.
Yeah.
I was thinking films, obviously. Specifically, I was thinking Batman.
Okay.
The Hunger Games.
Oh, yes.
Fast and Furious 7.
Interesting.
Let me explain why. If you showed a Victorian child The Hunger Games, all Batman, I mean, all of them, really, no context. First of all, they'd be like, what the hell are you showing me? And second of all, they'd be like, this is real. This is what the future is like. And this is what happens there.
Show them War of the Worlds.
And I'd say, yeah, this is real.
Abby.
In our time, Batman will get you if you're bad.
Hey, what the hell's wrong
with you? I'm starting an urban legend and it's the Batman.
Victorian children have been through enough.
Yeah, and now they go through Batman.
They go through him to get to me. Batman. Okay, I was thinking more food and drink related.
Oh, that would do it.
Yeah, that was the kind of route I went down.
That's
with mine.
Okay.
Very.
Do you have things prepared?
No,
me either. So what are you saying to
I'm
me?
I'm thinking, no, as in like the line of thought that I was going down.
Right.
So I'm thinking, you know how Heinz have started doing that dip where it's ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah, or the barbecue.
Yeah, mustard and mayonnaise.
It's like mayo mop.
Mayo mop. I'm pretty sure that's what it's called.
Mop. What's it called?
Mop.
What's it called? Mayonnaise. Mustard.
Mayo chop.
Mayonnaise.
Well, hey, what the hell's happening?
What am I saying?
It don't matter.
Musto.
Shut up.
What is it called?
I don't know.
The mayonnaise mustard, Kate.
Okay, sorry. Anyway, that would kill them dead on the spot.
Oh, for sure.
They wouldn't know what to do. They'd be out of here.
Dr. Pepper cream soda.
Ooh. Dr. Pepper, the vanilla ice cream float.
That's what I'm saying. Dr. Pepper cream soda, they're the same thing, are they not?
No. I don't think so.
Is a cream soda not a vanilla float?
No.
Are those different things?
Yeah, cream soda is a soda type.
Oh, cream soda float is what I'm thinking of.
Ah.
Because when I was a kid, we used to put vanilla ice cream in a cream soda.
Delicious.
And have a cream soda float.
Yeah, any float of any kind would kill a child.
Oh, yeah. Floating?
Oh, dude. Floaties? They'd be out of here.
Floaties? Yeah.
Okay. What else? The death of Queen Elizabeth. Not only is Victoria dead.
There's another one.
Elizabeth ruled for so long, dude. And now she's died. Imagine, now we have a king.
The concept of a king.
Kill them dead. On the spot.
Podcasts.
Mm.
Us making this podcast.
Do you know what? Self-cleaning ovens.
Mm. Roomba.
Hang on, I want to go back to the self-cleaning ovens.
Okay.
They messed me up. I didn't know they were a thing. My friend has one.
I never even processed this. What the hell is a self-cleaning oven?
It cleans itself. It has a cleaning cycle that you run for your self-cleaning oven.
How does it clean itself?
I don't know.
Does it have little arms?
I don't know. Well, it doesn't have arms. I can tell you that actually for sure.
Roomba.
Yeah, Roomba would kill them. My mom has a Roomba and...
I stepped on it the other day and turned it on and started freaking out.
It makes me laugh.
It's funny. What the hell is that? It's like a little dog who lives in your house and cleans your floors for you.
It makes me laugh because it goes like... And then it takes forever.
One of my favourite things about Roombas, right? I'm a big fan of them. I don't have one, unfortunately. I don't live in a place big enough to justify it. Is that when you leave the door open, they just leave. And then they can't find their way back.
Your Roomba is on a cliff.
They just go. Like, if people leave their door open, the Roomba goes outside, hoovers up all the garden, and then just fucks off down the road and you'll never see it again.
Mm.
I guess you can probably track it, right? Because you pay a lot of money for those things. But the fact that your robot that you paid for can go outside and leave your house and go somewhere else, go start cleaning the wild. Imagine being in the woods and there's a Roomba cleaning the dirt up.
Is this a horror movie?
Oh, we should make that.
You strap a knife to a Roomba.
Oh, and it's in the woods, chopping down on the trees. It's got an axe.
Yeah, it's a horror movie, but for trees.
We released 10 Hunger Games with Roombas. That would definitely kill a Victorian child.
Yeah, put a knife on a Roomba and kill a Victorian child.
No, no, not literally.
Oh.
Like.
Oh, it would kill a Victorian child. It would, like, send them over the edge.
It would.
Okay.
Mumble rap.
That kills my heart.
Mm, me, I don't like mumble rap.
Either. I'm going to hate on something right now real hard. I hate mumble rap.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
You hate that.
Yeah.
You're name the Victorian me. Child.
I am. Yeah.
Oh, governor, I hate when I can't hear what they say. Speak up.
What Imagine else? Showing someone from that time period Star Wars.
I think a leaf blower.
Mm.
Kill them dead on the spot. Gone. Perished.
Is this that interview with...
Amazing. Show-stopping. Never been done before. Is that what you're talking about?
No, no, no. The one with the lady.
Oh, you're Kate so Blanchett. Good.
And she's obsessed with leaf blowers.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
I love a leaf blower.
Imagine telling someone in that era all the different mechanical tools we use for just doing boring things.
Show a Victorian child Avengers Endgame.
Mm.
Tell them it's real.
No context. This is what I'm saying. You could tell them that anything was real. If you came back from the future with a DVD player.
Show them Back to the Future.
Right? And you said, hey, I have footage of what the future is like. This is what my world's like. You could pick anything. You shouldn't, because it's not ethical.
This is like that prank that I wanted to play on a child, if ever I have one. Where I speak in an Australian accent the whole time until they're like 18. And then I go back to my normal accent.
Mm-hmm. You could have done this with the podcast. Everyone could have thought you were Australian. Okay, everyone pretend that we've never heard Kate speak before. This is Kate, my friend Kate.
Hello. Everyone hide. Pretend I'm not here.
Pretend that she's not here. It's Kate's secret surprise party where she's Australian.
Yeah.
Surprise! Oh my God, it's Kate.
Yeah.
That restaurant, Heart Attack Grill.
Well, yeah, that would give them a heart attack.
That would.
That's the point.
But imagine...
Isn't that like, the grill where, like, if you don't finish it, you get spanked by one of the nurse maid ladies?
It might be.
That would kill a Victorian child.
America's got a lot of wild places.
Do you know what? Bondage.
I don't think you should be doing that around children. What are you saying to me right now? Do you mean...
I mean, I think it would kill any Victorian.
Right, right.
Like a Victorian person. Aspect. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Cancelling out children. Children are cancelled right now.
Okay.
I think the knowledge of fetish.
I'm sure they were doing things like that in the Victorian
era.
No,
but I mean like the level that people are at now.
You know what? I actually reckon.
You reckon they were into mad stuff?
Wasn't Queen Victoria into mad stuff?
I don't know.
I'm sure she was. If I could Google it right now, I would. I'm sure that was like a thing that they found in her diaries.
Oh.
Or letters to her husband or something. She was going crazy.
Oh.
Allegedly. I can't Google this. So
allegedly. Come for you.
If I don't take this out, don't sue me, Queen Victoria, as ghost.
Sorry, Queen. Yes, Queen.
Oh, RuPaul's Drag Race.
RuPaul's Drag Race would. Yeah. But you know what? I reckon they'd love it. Those little rapscallions.
Mm.
Those little, ooh, street urchin chic. You know, yes, honey, give us chimney. She's serving soot.
That KFC burger that I ate that time that had too many spices in it.
Oh, my God.
I ordered a burger once, the KFC's vegan burger, and I was deeply hungover. And they sent me a burger that they must have triple spiced. Like, they must have dropped it in the spices numerous times.
Yeah.
Because I've had that burger before and after, and it was not the way it was then.
Well, also, I had one, and it was totally fine.
Yeah,
it was totally
I gave
normal.
Her a bite of mine, and I was like, what the hell is this? And she was like, whoa,
Yeah, it was like a hit.
It's like I just put paprika into the back of my throat.
You know those adverts where it was like, you when you chew 5 gum.
Me when I eat KF5 vegan burger.
KF5 would kill a vegan child.
If you can't tell, we're recording this podcast at like 10 p.m.
I'm so tired.
We haven't slept properly in weeks.
Yeah.
Because of all of the traveling. Yeah. We're not even traveling anywhere fun.
That's not true. Wedding's fun.
Yeah, but I mean, like, we're not like on holiday. We're not like traveling. You know, people go traveling and they like hit up different countries. We're still in this country. We're just doing like chores in different cities.
Yeah, right. I'm so tired. Yes. Okay. I'm going to think of one last thing that would kill a Victorian child.
Startle. Let's say startle, not kill. Kill is very brutal.
Okay. Most things would startle a Victorian child, but...
Most things would startle me.
I'm going to go for customizable ringtones.
Oh, yeah. What was your first ringtone? Do you remember?
I know that I had Teenagers by...
My Chemical Romance.
Thank you so much. I was like, The Black Parade. That's the band. Them. Yeah. That was one of my first ones, I think. I also had a Britney Spears one. I can't remember what it was, though. So I'm going to stick with final answer, Teenagers.
Mine was Use Somebody by the Kings of Leon, right? I never downloaded it. I got my sister's old phone in secondary school, and that was the one that was on there. She had like 5 songs, and I just picked that one because it was the only one that I kind of liked, but mm-hmm. I still didn't really like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember the one I first got, though. I remember, I think I had Ayaz Replay.
Oh, what a bop.
Shawty's like a melody in my head that I can't keep out. Got me singing like...
This is the singing podcast.
Nah, 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 every day... Like my iPod stuck on. If you don't know that song, that was
good. You do now.
Now you know it. It was good, and that would startle a Victorian child.
It would, because they wouldn't know the song.
No, and they don't know what an iPod is.
They don't know what replay means.
An iPod, Flappy Bird,
the bird who flaps.
Oh. Remember when Flappy Bird was crazy?
Temple Run.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. Temple Run. Yeah.
What if you showed them The Sims 4 and said, this is real?
What is it with you and lying? Like, the point of this trend is things that will, like, startle children that were born back in day.
Yeah, I know.
The point isn't to lie.
I'm just curious for experiments.
I'm curious.
For psychology.
I want to lie to children.
If I lie to a child who isn't even real, is it still unethical? I'm not saying I would tell them it was real. I'm just saying, would they believe it?
Of course they would. If you have proof.
Isn't that crazy? I don't have proof.
No, because you lied to me and I believed you.
Did I?
Yes. You did. You lied to me once.
Dun, dun, dun.
And I still remember it. Do you want me to tell everyone what it was?
Sure.
You told me that pastrami...
Oh, yeah.
...was called nipple meat. In the north,
it's not called that. We just call it pastrami.
I hate
you.
Just
hit me.
It really upset me because you got your mate in on it as well.
Yeah. Well, I thought you'd know it was a joke.
How would I know?
Why would it be called nipple meat?
Why do you call them bifters and bizzies?
I don't.
No, but your people do.
My people.
The people you own.
My army that I am fighting against the Victorians.
Scousers have got so much weird slang. I'm on board with it.
I think everywhere does.
Yeah, but I mean, I didn't know it because I'm not from Liverpool.
Mm.
So I was just like, okay, more weird slang that I have to just get on board with. And you were so convincing.
Yeah, I'm
that
sorry.
That would startle me as a Victorian child.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to startle you.
Ah. Yeah. Nipple meat.
Rain.
Drops.
Rain.
Keep falling.
Rainforest showers.
Okay, I need more.
When you go to a spa and you're in like a rainforest shower simulator.
The Rainforest Cafe.
Oh, the Rainforest Cafe has startled me. I went there for the first time and it wasn't as scary as Kate said it was going to be.
It was so scary when I was a child. They used to make it louder and darker and more terrifying, I'm sure.
I said to Kate when I went to Disneyland with my family last year, and I said to Kate, like, I really want to go. And she was like, don't ever go there. And I was like, okay, well, we're gonna go. We have children with us. And it was great. It was like really normal. I know people say the food is bad. The food was decent. Like, it wasn't terrible. Well, you know, it's the Rainforest Cafe. I wasn't expecting gourmet, but it was enjoyable. And then it was cute. There was like a monkey and, you know, there was like a tiger and it was just nice.
Nothing of the horrors of when I went.
I'm sure they probably toned it down a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's what my mum said. Because even I spoke to my mum because I was like, look, Abby has gone to the Rainforest Cafe. She says that I'm making it up. Obviously, I was a child at the time. Was it haunting and horrifying? And she was like, yes, it was not made for children originally when they made it. Obviously, it was marketed towards children. However, when I went, it was really loud. They have like fake thunderstorms. It was really dark. And like the animal noises were so loud and like unexpected. And the food was bad. So it was just not pleasurable at any point.
They had the tropical storm or whatever it was. And it was quiet. It was not like crazy. The lights like went like a little bit flashing and they made like a thunderstorm noise and that was it.
Okay, well,
my nephew's 5 and he fell asleep in his spaghetti. It clearly wasn't that exciting.
Listen.
We were like, wake up, it's fireworks. And he was like asleep. Face full of meatballs, nothing we can do.
Fireworks would kill a Victorian child. I know that we're startling them and not killing them, but that would kill them.
Fireworks nearly kill me. I don't like the noise.
I nearly got hit by a firework.
Me too.
Aww.
We were throwing them at each other.
Oh my God, we weren't.
We weren't.
Don't do that.
No, I was like 14.
Me too.
Wait a second.
Maybe we were throwing them at each other.
Who was throwing fireworks at us?
Mine was my uncle.
Oh my God, why?
He wasn't throwing them at me.
Oh.
We'd gone to a firework display in his garden and people shouldn't do that.
Yeah, people used to throw them at me because the area that I'm from, it was like vaguely alternative and people would just throw fireworks at me.
Oh, yeah. Like, no one threw one at me.
A hate crime, I guess.
Love that.
Yeah.
Let's end on a hate crime. Eye drops, I think, would startle a Victorian child.
The Haunted Mansion.
The TV show?
No, the ride.
I meant the film. The Phantom Manor in Disneyland Paris, that's what you're talking about. Yeah, that would for sure startle them. It startles children, that's the point of it.
Roller coaster.
Okay, listen, we've got to come to an end because we're pushing the limits of a minisode now.
Did they eat jelly in the Victorian era? When was jelly invented?
I don't know when it was invented. However, there was that Jell-O craze.
Yeah, but that was like the 70s.
That was, yeah, well, that's what I'm thinking because it was so late on that probably it wasn't a thing before.
But I feel like they'd like that.
I don't know. I feel like, I don't know because I'm biased because I don't like jelly or Jell-O.
What about a Japanese toilet?
Oh, well, that would startle me.
Yeah, because don't they have like a bunch of different features? And in the Victorian era, most people didn't even have indoor plumbing.
True. Imagine, indoor plumbing would startle them.
Imagine being like, here's all the different butt settings.
Yeah, I was trying when I was thinking of this brief not to think of things like antihistamines, you know? Like surgical gloves, like the boring things.
Oh, sherbet. When was sherbet invented?
Sherbet feels like an old-timey sweet.
Sherbet's giving like 1930s vibes.
Really?
Can you Google when sherbet was invented?
No, because I don't have my phone.
Well, maybe I'll just leave that in and we'll see what happens. We'll see if the sherbet police come and arrest me.
Oh my God. My mum loves sherbet. Well, tell a lie, actually. I don't know if she does.
Why would you say that?
Because I was thinking that she does, and then I realized that it was Professor Dumbledore from Harry Potter.
What are you talking about right now? Did you just get your mum confused with Dumbledore? What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm so tired.
You're so tired that you think your own mother.
Listen. When I was little, I asked my mum, I'm not religious, I asked my mum if she knew the baby Jesus.
Because she's so old.
Because she's old.
That's funny.
That was my reasoning. However, I was little, so I didn't understand that, like, older people, my mum would have been like, what, 50? Older does not mean
ancient.
Yeah, old.
Thousands of years old.
Yeah. I was just like, well, you're old, so you must know him.
That's really funny. When also, I was, sorry.
more about the baby Jesus from me. I was really annoyed that he didn't turn up to his own birthday party.
Valid. When I was a kid, I used to ask my mom where my real mom was, even though I knew for a fact she was my real mom, just to see what she'd say. Just to, like, spook her a bit.
Hey, you're a little freak.
I used to think, if I'm adopted, this is how I'm going to find out, that she's going to break one day.
Do you know, I feel like it's one of those things where when you're a kid, people tell you that, like, quicksand is going to be more of a worry than it ever is.
Mm-hmm.
I really thought I was adopted, and I think a lot of people our age...
I did too.
...believed we were adopted
as
children.
But I think it was because I had found out what adoption was, and I was like, well, that's definitely me.
Yeah.
My family looked exactly like each other. There's absolutely no way.
Dude, I looked exactly like my mom. There was no doubt.
I was like, she's not for me. She's not my one.
She's not for me.
I was like, where's my real mom? And she'd be like, I am your real mom. And I'd be like, okay, all right.
Keep it up. Where's
my real mom?
Yeah.
And I would do this all the time.
Wow, that's annoying.
I think I only did it for like a month or so. Because I'd be like...
A month? Dude, that's so long.
Because I'd be like, she's going to break. I used to do it as well. When I was a kid, I really, really wanted a hamster.
Okay.
So I would ask my mom every day, hey, can I have a hamster? And she'd always say no. Because she had a bad experience with hamsters where she bought my brother and sister a hamster each. And then they had like 20 babies and then they all escaped. So there was like 22 hamsters loose in the house. And they all died in various places because they couldn't find them fast enough. I understand that it's traumatic. As a child, I was like, well, I didn't have those, so can I have one now or what? I don't even want to. I was never allowed one, but I used to ask every single day. And then I used to write letters. Well, actually, I would just write the word hamster ? On a piece of paper, and I would put it in different places so that she would see. I would put it under her pillow. I put it in her dresser. I put it like in the box of cereal because I wanted her to be so worn out that she'd just be like, yeah, go on.
You were grinding her down.
And it never worked.
No, I'm not surprised. Well, she'd had trauma.
My sister took me to the shop and was like, I'll get you a hamster. And then we got to the checkout with the cage and stuff. And she was like, I'm just going to call my mom real quick to make sure. And I went, no, you don't need to do that. And she was like, no, I'm going to, because she's a couple years older than me, like a significant amount. And my mom answered the phone and I went, hey, mom, we're just going to get a hamster, okay? And she started screaming and going, no. And I said, she said it's fine. And then my sister was like on the phone to her and she's like, oh, mom says we can't. And then I was like, why?
Oh,
yeah. I really wanted one.
When I was little, I had 2 guinea pigs, a rabbit, 2 cats, 2 dogs, a horse. My mum had a horse.
Okay, and I had very different upbringings.
Yes. I think that the variety of dog breeds that we have now would definitely startle a Victorian child.
Mm.
I was thinking about this. I was like, imagine them seeing a pug.
Oh, yeah. What kind of animal? They had some breeds then, but they weren't as kind of inbred as they are now, were they?
Yeah. I feel like we imported less.
Mm.
Because dogs would mainly stay outside, right? And, like, they were less trained. I was talking to my mom about this the other day because I feel like people have only started caring about their pets relatively recently.
What do you mean by caring? Like, looking at, like, training
them? I mean, like, actively caring for them, like, having them inside, letting them on furniture. Like, I don't mean that you care about your dog less if they're not allowed on the furniture, but what I mean is, like, giving them human privileges.
Oh, right, yeah.
And grooming them and
going
training
to the vet
them more
and stuff.
Yeah, taking them to the vet and buying them different treats and that kind of thing.
That's fair.
I feel like has become a recent thing.
Fair enough.
So I think for sure if a Victorian child met a pampered pooch,
a pug in a dinosaur costume,
yeah, they'd be like, hey, what the hell am I looking at?
That's what I think every time I see one of those. And then I send it to everyone I know. So I'm like, check this out.
Oh, yeah.
That's it. I think I'm going to wrap up now.
Okay.
Do you have anything else to say?
I have one more thing.
Okay.
That would startle a Victorian child. Listening before bed. So don't listen before bed.
I haven't even plugged us yet.
Oh.
If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Myths Magic Pod, and you can hit us up on Patreon at patreon.com/MythsMagicMurder.
Do it. Over on Patreon, you can give as little or as much as you want to. We do a little coffee and a chat before every episode, including the mini episodes. And we have an extra episode on there, literally from last week.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to go and do that, you should do that.
And video podcasts.
Oh, yeah. You can see our beautiful shining faces in this hotel room. So exciting.
Now you can do it.
Okay, fine. Victorian child, blah, blah, blah. Don't listen before bed.
Listen before bed.